You said it, and I've been looking at it, but 10th season as BYU head coach.
Yeah, it's flown by, but it's like, man, there's just so much knowledge that I gained from it, and a lot of it through some tough experiences. And I mean, I never said I was going to be perfect during all of it, but I'm glad that I had patient people with me, fans and administrators that allowed me to grow and learn from all that. I mean, I'm still learning. I'm still trying to get some things done, but I'm so honored to be the coach and going to my 10th year. It's amazing, man. It's flown by, and I just have so much gratitude that I'm able to do that. So this is a lot of fun for me. I'm turning 50 this year, so it's pretty simple to see that I'm getting old. But man, I definitely, hopefully, have been wiser because of it.
What is maybe most of the? Where is most of the wisdom you've gained? Hopefully, showing up at this point.
Well, I think for a lot of it is just the transition. In Independence, when I got the job, there's just so much urgency and excitement to just load up the schedule. I've mentioned this before, and Tom and I said, Tom, you just can't, every time if there's someone that is going to be hard to beat, throw them on the schedule. And I think that was a tough ask, because we just kind of threw them all in there, and you have to realize that you have to be deep. You have to plan for injuries, things like that to happen. You've been through with us the entire time, the last 10 years, and you saw that we've had to adjust along the way, and we've had to depend on our depth quite a bit, but I don't think we were there yet. And I don't know any other way to learn it than through the experience. And all we had to do is sacrifice my record as a head coach and probably some losses that we shouldn't have had, and maybe some wins that we shouldn't have had either. But along the way, there's learning moments that got us ready to, I think you're seeing some of the momentum created from that in all the sports. Now, I just can't say it's about football, but that was the mindset that Tom established as a leader, as AD, and now handing the baton off to Brian and seeing the leadership that from President Worthen to President Reese now, we're in a really good spot. But the thing throughout all of that, Greg, the fans have been amazing the entire time. The fans have been big time from the very beginning, and now they have a home. They have a home in a conference that they belong in, a power conference, and they're showing everybody why they're such a force. And it's an honor for me and you to be like, hey, we're part of that fan base. We just happen to be the voice of the Cougars and the head coach. And so it's surreal when you think about it, but man, it just feels right, doesn't it?
It does. 2 years ago, we were here in the Metroplex, different stadium. We were at AT&T, and it was year one of the Big 12. 2 years later, you're entering season number three in the Big 12. How much more settled do things feel now that you're in your new home?
Well, I think before it was all so new, because I'd never done media day before as a head coach. And so going into that is like, hey, what's this going to be like? And it felt like just a lot of stuff in one day. And now I feel like I've gotten used to it. And I mean, that's part of the experience, you know. And so being here and being part of this and seeing all the people that work in the Big 12, that staff, the leadership, Yormark, Commissioner Yormark and everyone else, it's been amazing. But seeing all the football personalities and all the different you know, media outlets. And so it's like, in my 10th year, I've recognized a lot of people now, not just the local ones, but even the national ones. And so it's kind of cool. You know, I just think that you just have, you only earn that with time. And I know you feel the same way. But now in the third year in the Big 12 Conference, it feels like we're starting to understand that a little bit more, too. It's bringing a different perspective and one that I'm actually enjoying quite a bit.
How about your team's ability to compete and contend in this league?
Yeah, I think the proof is in what you see right now on the field. The problem is that this league is really tough, and so it's not like we just won those 11 games, you know, just put it away early and things like that. I mean, we had a few of those, and I would love to get more of those. That's my job as a head coach, but it's easier to say it than to do it. But I do know the work that our players have done from December to now. I feel really, really impressed with them, the leadership and the identity that they're going to formulate. And I'm excited to see what's going to happen this season. I mean, I don't want to make any statements, but I feel really good about where we're at. And we still have some work to do, but I feel good about the progress that we're making.
How do you motivate off an 11-win season?
Well, I think the motivation has never been to prove other people wrong. I mean, it's to prove ourselves right. there's still a lot more to prove, and there's a lot more work to do. But there's, we didn't prove ourselves last year, obviously, you know, and so I think this year we have to make a statement where we want to be able to be at our best. The statement can be made by being us being at our best game one. And then can we do it game two? And can we do it for 60 minutes? I felt like we were close to that in the bowl game. Let's not wait till the end. You know, I'd like to be really good at the end still, but I think we've got to be able to keep climbing, getting better as we go along the season. These guys are going to rally around each other. I've seen many teams now. I feel really good about the leadership on this team. It's why we brought the five guys that we have. And it was really hard to choose only five. I mean, there's so many great leaders on this team, and that gives me a good feeling that we could possibly do something.
Last thing, two parts. How excited are you for the solidified spots that you expect to see kind of firm themselves up in August? And then how excited are you for the competition at the other spots, especially at quarterback?
Well, I feel like there's even the solidified spots, because of the flexibility on offense, defense, and special teams, we could do quite a bit of different things, of different looks. And I know what we saw from spring, we were kind of looking into that a little bit more. Obviously, we have our foundation of what we want to get done, but I like the flexibility and the creativity that we have from our coaching staff to get the best 11 on the field for the certain situation. So, and I think that takes time. A-Rod's been around a long time now that no matter who the quarterback is, he can create a skill set that's going to be to his to that quarterback's advantage. Defensively, it's the same thing. I think Jay's understanding a little bit more now going to the third year, where he can create a system where it could be more of an advantage for Jack or for Isaiah or for whoever we have playing linebacker in this one situation. I think once that happens, it only takes time. So now that the time has happened, I feel really good about it. But again, we can talk about it. We just need to do it on the Saturdays that count.
Kalani, as always, honored to be with you. And this officially kicks off our 10th season together. I look forward to what's to come. Thank you so much.
It's going to be a lot of fun, man. I'm looking forward to the year and looking forward to seeing these guys perform. Thanks, Greg.